right. How old are you?
I'm 76.
All right. Are you tired? No, I
am not.
Oh, you know, I'm not. I said, you ever use ain't?
No.
You don't? No, it's funny. I'd use it all the time, and I don't know why I do it.
Well, I may sometimes, yeah. But I hardly ever go with any.
You always think that, you know, you always think that.
No, I'm not. But no, yeah. I ain't.
But you use probably better English than I do.
Well, no, I don't know either. No, it's been a long time. My English is very poor.
No, it's not either. It's a question of, it's a question. If you get your point across, then your English is good.
I try to make them understand what it means.
That's what it is.
Which may not be good English.
Well, that's what good English is making yourself understood. Because quite a few people who use beautiful English, nobody understands them, you know. So that's a good possibility, too. All right, now then. I pay attention to my examples here. I don't chew tobacco, but he
does.
All right. I behave myself, but he
don't.
All right. I thought you. All right. Now. Now, what'd you say again? Now.
Was coming.
All right. We blank going to town when it started to rain.
Yeah. We was going to town.
All right. Now then, just. We'll figure this out from the examples. Do you still do many things? Yes, there blank a lot of things I do.
Many things.
What color blank the cabbages? In other words, I'm asking you the color of the cabbages. What color blank the cabbages?
Green.
No.
What color are they?
Now then, say that over again.
What color are they?
All right, that's what I'm asking you. What color? The cabbages blank green. The cabbages, you say that to me in the full sentence.
The cabbage?
The cabbages blank green. And you make that into a good sentence. In other words, if you were telling me that the cabbage's color is green, how would you say it? You'd say the cabbages.
The cabbage.
No, the cabbages.
Cabbage is green.
All right. Is that one cabbage or a lot of cabbages?
Just one cabbage.
All right, if you said a lot of cabbages, what would you say? The cabbage
is green.
All right.
Poor English, like I tell you.
All right, now then, I want you to answer this with a no. Have you done that yet? No, I
have not.
All right. Would you ever say haven't? No, I haven't.
I have not, or did not, or...
all right. Was it a nice day? No, it...
wasn't.
All right. Do you think it is right for him to do something? You don't think it is right for somebody to do something. So, you say to that person, you say about that person, he blank do that. In other words, you don't think he ought to do this, so you say he
should not do that.
All right. You say he should not or shouldn't?
Should not do that, I think.
All right. Can you do it?
I could do it.
All right, I could do it. I fell on the ice. What I'm trying to get you to do is give me the word for I nearly broke my neck. You know, I fell on the ice, I blank broke my neck.
Nearly.
Is that what you would say, nearly?
I nearly broke my neck.
Would you say damn near or almost like to or what?
Nearly broke my
just
neck.
Just nearly broke your neck.